Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Once again, it is Pave Your Way to Success Saturday. We'd like to thank you. Welcome back. My name is Rudy.
And my name is Michelle. Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday morning. And what? Happy birthday to me. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't toot your own horn.
Okay.
Don't toot your own whoop, whoop. But, you know, we're celebrating the birthday, the life, you know, the legacy building of Michelle Govan. We ain't going back to the day before, though.
No.
We ain't hyphenating it no more. We good?
Yeah,
good.
Good.
After 10 years, I'm going on 11. You be good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Michelle Govan, the legacy that's being built by Michelle Govan. Two kids, husband, you know, house, cars, ministry, businesses.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Hey, you do a lot. You do a lot. You know what I mean? You do a lot. So, you know, just want to welcome everyone back. Appreciate you, appreciate you, appreciate you. Man, we have an awesome, awesome show. I'm crazy excited today because we just want to let you in today on our week, our life. What is going on with us right now? Well, not really us, me. We're going to talk about accountability today. We're going to have a conversation about accountability, accountability partners. Who are you accountable to? What is accountability? How many accountability people do you need? And what kind of accountability people do we need? So, you know, let's get into our morning routine. All right.
Okay.
Don't jump ahead. Stay right on point. Stay right on point. You're on.
See, if y'all could see me, see, I'm telling you, one day we're going to Periscope, because I'm just looking at it like, I know you're not talking to the producer here. But anyway, so welcome everybody to Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We want to thank our faithful followers who tune in every Saturday morning to our radio show, and then we want to also thank our new listeners today. And if you've never been on, once again, we always like to let you know that A stands for P is passion, purpose, and planning. A is for attitude and mindset. V is for vision, and E is for execution. And if you have those four keys working in your life personally or professionally, you will pave your way to success.
Yeah, because Pave Your Way to Success is a self-development, motivational, and inspirational radio show that we purpose to help people get to another place, because we understand that people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. So we purpose and have this platform to help people get to a place to know something different and be in a place that they've never been before. Amen. So we reach out to our friends, our family, and build relationships across a whole lot of different lines to help bring guests and information to the masses who people may never know are out there. and A, help them in their pursuit of their dreams, and also help you in getting unstuck, or motivate you to move, or to let you know that, hey, you know what, I'm on point, and I'm doing the things that I need to be doing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, so today's your birthday, man. Well, yesterday was your birthday.
Yeah, so we celebrate all weekend. Technically, yeah. I should have been celebrating all month, but we're just celebrating for the weekend.
Ho. We're beyond the whole month thing. Okay. Look, we're going to do something special today. You know, I gave my wife, three alternatives? I gave my wife three alternatives for today, and she wants to share her birthday with our listeners. You know, she posted the last couple of days.
I posted yesterday. Well, no, I started on Thursday saying that even though it's my birthday, I want to give back. So what I did was starting next week, because next week, March 1st on Tuesday, and that's where we're doing March Madness.
Hey.
So a lot of times, you know, especially the fellas, you know, everybody's into the basketball, the tournaments, and sometimes I get caught up a little bit. You guys don't really want to know how I choose who's going to win, because it really kind of goes off of who has the funkiest outfit.
Oh, you don't use the pigs? The pigs pick the Super Bowl? They pick the...
Who has the hottest outfit, and then I kind of go from there. But that's just my own thing, and I have won several times with that. But besides the point, so I wanted to give back. So yesterday I posted that we'll be giving something away yesterday, or discounting something yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So yesterday I posted that with March Madness starting on March 1st, next Tuesday, I'm going to be doing the March Madness makeover. And basically it's going to go through 4 weeks of e-coaching, which can go through via content, via a video or an audio, which you would get daily email to. And so it was going to be $30, $1 a day, but now, because it's my birthday, we're going to drop it down to $20 for the whole month. And so...
Wait a minute. Hold on. We dropped it $10 for your birthday?
Yeah.
To 20?
Yeah.
All right. Can I override that? Can I override something and you not be mad? Can I override something? This is all off the cuff, folks. So she's looking at me all crazy.
Like, what is he about
what
to say?
What is he about to say? Can I override that and change the price?
To what?
$19.95. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't. $19.95.
Look, go ahead.
So for $20, you will get e-coaching from me, like I said, via content, written content, video, or audio, and it will be sent to your email daily, and we're going to go over four areas that people generally invest money in for themselves. One is finances, because everybody wants more money. Trust me when I say, nobody is satisfied where they are. And then also, relationships would be another week. The other week is going to be health and stress, especially because that's one of my main topics is stress, and how it affects our health and how we can be better at our health. And then you with Rudy with your IV life, we can want to integrate that as well. And then our spiritual things. So we're going to hit those four things. We're going to hit finances, spirit, health, and relationships. So each day
okay.
You're going to get something in reference to those things.
Wow.
So you can go to it's March Madness Makeover. March Madness Makeover. eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And you can go and sign up for that. So it's March Madness Makeover. That's all one word, eventbrite.com.
Okay. Well, should I say this is the first time I'm hearing about it, because I would have made a tiny URL for it. But, you know, next week,
mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have a tiny URL. But you want to get in there because you know, we may be giving away a couple. We may be doing a couple scholarships to some of the people who are some of the first people to sign up. So, you know, who knows? I'm always in a given mood.
So MarchMadnessMakeover.eventbrite.com, and you have to register by tomorrow at 5:00 p.m. So Sunday at 5.
Sunday at 5. Get in.
Then also I have today, if somebody inboxes me today.
Today.
The first person who inboxes me at, and it's still Michelle Davis Gozan on Facebook, you can receive a free copy of The Sin of Be Heard, Volume 1. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited about that. This is a compilation book of 16 stories of fierce, bold, and courageous women living in their purpose. The spearhead of this compilation book is Shay Chisinga, and she's out of California, and I am one of the contributing authors. My page is chapter 58. Don't let fear cloud your vision. And that is what my chapter is about. So the first person who inboxes me on Facebook, Michelle Davis Gozan, and says, I want the Stand Up, Be Heard book, you will get a free copy today.
We'll send it to you. And you know what? Since it's my wife's birthday and I'm in a giving mood, we gonna do two books. I'll pick one.
Okay.
All right.
Can I have your money
in? No, man, get out of here.
Okay. So anyway, so then should I save this one for tomorrow?
No, what you gonna do tomorrow?
I still have one thing to get tomorrow too.
How you gonna get something tomorrow?
Because
we ain't on the radio tomorrow.
It's a weekend. I'm gonna post it on Facebook.
On what? The
Crazy Way to Success fan page.
Oh, okay. All right. If that's what you want to do.
I'll
so,
that all right.
So we're giving away two books.
Two books today.
Two Stand Up and Be Heard books.
And remember to register for the March Madness Makeover .eventbrite.com. $20 today and tomorrow. You have to register by 5 o'clock.
Tomorrow,
5 o'clock. Yeah.
So that gives you time to go to church, get home, this, that, and the other thing, and you're good. All right?
There you go.
All right, cool. Good morning. You're listening to Pave Your Way to Success Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Thank you much. You're listening to Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We'll be right back.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
But I thought you were the queen of the pre-treat soak.
Treat soak. Those are fond memories, but those things are amazing. Once I saw what they did, I actually started to relax. Don't touch my things. Those little guys clean, brighten, and fight stains. So now I can focus on more pressing matters.
Like your container.
Isn't it beautiful?
Your sweet peppers aren't next to your hot peppers.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
A better network as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop.
When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
Bing. We're back.
All right. We're back.
So, hold on. We're going to talk about accountability. Definition of accountability. Right?
No, I was going to say we're going to start with prayer.
Oh, all right. Don't be messing up the flow now. Man, we're going to have a good time. Hold on. But you know what? I forgot this. I said that I gave you three options for your birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
One was to go to, well, I already got my niece, who's going to keep the kids, so the kids are out of the way. They love going to my niece, Namaja. They love going over there. Her name is Namaja, but they call her Maji. I was like, no, her name is Namaja. Okay, you going to Maji's? So they love going there. So the kids are out the way. I gave my wife three options today, and the three options are A, we go to
Atlantic City.
Not just Atlantic City. We ain't going to throw the bones, fellas. We ain't going to throw the bones. Anybody know what the bones are? We ain't going to throw no dice. We're going to go to Kelsey's, which is a dinner theater. They have live jazz band. Who knows what they're going to have tonight. In Atlantic City, Kelsey's, we'll go down, we'll have dinner, we'll do whatever. And, you know, maybe we're too tired to come back. We'll stop at a do drop in. Hopefully we don't get bit up too bad. We'll make it back enough time for church in the morning. Or we can go to Baltimore, go the other way, go down 95 South, and go to Baltimore, go hit a nice little seafood restaurant. We're seafood people. I like seafood. My wife loves seafood. Was it Fishing His Wharf or something like that? We go down there. Or we can just stay local, you know, do a dinner and a movie, relax, no driving. We still are without the children, and just chill. So my wife hasn't officially announced what is the thing that she wants to do today, but it doesn't matter because, you know, once you drop off the kids, we can make the decision to go north, south, or back east.
Okay. Well, here we go. Let's just do this, too. If you guys are listening, put on our fan page, where do you think I should go? Let's make a little contest. Where do you think I need to go for my birthday? Either stay home.
And go to dinner somewhere, instead of like Season 52 or something like that.
Or go to make a road trip to Baltimore for seafood. Go to Atlantic City for seafood, but any which way.
Right, dinner theater.
We're going to different seafood.
Dinner theater.
Okay.
So
well, here's another option.
What?
Wilmington Riverfront.
Oh, yeah. We can go to
Wilmington Riverfront.
Yeah, Wilmington Riverfront. We can go to, what is the name of this? O'Hara Sea? No, it's not O'Hara. Can't think of the name of the place, but yeah, we've been there before.
So there you go.
All right, so we got four plus.
Four options you guys can put down where you think I should go: Wilmington Riverfront, Baltimore, Atlantic City, or stay at home.
And chill.
And then I'll let you guys know later which I picked. So,
you know, if you are not a fan of the Paving Way to Success fan page, get there.
Yes.
Like it, post your comment. Even if you are fans of us or friends with us on Facebook, you know, you can still post it there also. But, man, yeah, where do you think I should take my wife? Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
We should do Where in the World is Michelle? Start that.
Oh, I know where you are.
Well, everybody else.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Well, we should start that and then have that be our thing for the summer. Because, you know, this summer we're on the road.
We on the road. Look, I already made two reservations. So we good. All right, so let's get into it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you are, Heavenly Father, all that you have done in our lives, Lord. Though we are talking about accountability today, Heavenly Father, we are all accountable to you, Heavenly Father. We all have a mission to follow your commandments, Heavenly Father, and you will see us through this, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, O Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to speak to the masses, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this medium, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the vision that has been birthed, Heavenly Father, for the people who came before us and have never had it so good, Sports Media Network, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you and we praise you, O Lord. We decrease so you can increase, Heavenly Father. Speak through us. Touch a person's heart, and let's do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, Humbun. My daughter just woke up. She just came downstairs. The luxury of doing what you love from home.
Yeah.
So, hey, everybody needs to do it. So here we go. We're talking about accountability. Good morning, Humbun. Speaking of accountability, had an accountability moment last night. And she, you know, we had an issue. She was accountable to me about it. She said she was sorry. She even wrote her daddy I'm sorry letter. So I appreciate her. You know, we have to teach early because how you practice is how you play. So, you know, we have to show them early, you know, what being accountable to each other and to, you know, not just me as your father, but being accountable to money, being accountable to the things that you're supposed to do. You know, she lost some money and really didn't want to tell me, but man, come on, Sean, where are you? Gonna get us some cereal now? We on the radio. But yeah, so we come on, start with your accountability stuff.
Okay. Good morning again. Okay. Here's the thing. Accountability. We have to be accountable to somebody. We can't just be out there doing our own thing and just running around and thinking it's okay. Everybody has to be accountable to somebody, because if you're not, that's when you can end up finding yourself possibly in a ditch that you created yourself. And then if you are accountable to somebody, hopefully that person will help steer you from getting into a ditch. And one of the things is, and Rudy's going to share, is that him and I had a conversation this week about accountability, and I kind of was just like, look, this is what needs to happen. And so I'll let you share that first before I get ahead of myself. But let me just throw out the definition of accountability. And basically, it's the fact or condition of being accountable, which means being responsible. Some of these teenagers, some adults, some kids, everybody, the whole gamut, they are not responsible, and they don't realize for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You don't know what you're going to get. So you have to be very wise with your choices, and hopefully if you're accountable to somebody, that they will actually help you with those choices so that when you make a decision, that you're going to have a good response or a good return, not a bad return. And we have to realize that we can't do everything ourselves, because nobody becomes a millionaire, nobody becomes successful in whatever they do by themselves. They need people around them. You need an accountability circle around you, and you have to have, I really believe, a strong accountability partner, and that's the person who kind of coaches you and helps you to keep your commitment. Because if you have a goal, if you have a dream, if you have something that you're working towards, you want to have somebody who's going to help say, hey, did you start taking those steps? Did you do this? They're going to help you and push you to keep going, because you can't be, quote, unquote, accountable to yourself. And I want to just put myself
long,
back.
Lone wolf. As,
you can't
be a lone wolf, as Pastor Eccles used to say.
Because if you're, just think about it, I know that when I was going to the gym on a consistent basis, if I was just accountable to myself, I'm like, well, I ain't going today, because I'm only accountable to me. But if you have a partner that you're meeting there, you're forced almost to go there, because you know somebody is counting on you keeping that commitment, and you're being responsible.
Yeah, but there's also, you know, on a tagline in the gym person, you can't have a person that has the same mentality and the same condition you have, where you can call them like, yo, sis, I ain't going today.
And they'd be like, I ain't going either. I was glad you called me first.
Yeah, so, you know, there's different levels of accountability. And just to get into it, you know, the relationship with me and my wife is extremely healthy. We have our moments, don't get me wrong. We have our moments, but it's extremely healthy. And our conversation last week, this week, really could have tested the healthiness of our relationship, because, you know, she got my face and
in
told,
a respectful way.
In a respectful way.
Because don't want anybody to think I came in.
No.
Ladies, you got to know how to come in.
And you know what? She came in like a lamb, but she roared like a lion. Because, you know, we get to a point where we can stand all we can stand, and we can't stand no more. Because, you know, especially when you're seeing a person that you love not in the position where they need to be. So her conversation came from a position of love. So, you know, she tells me, she says, you know what? You need some help. I said, you need some help? I don't need no help. You know, I'm Rudy Gomez.
Right there,
I don't need no help. You know, I'm a man of pride. You know, I help everybody. So basically she came in, she was just like, hey, you know what? This is what I see. I see that you're floundering in some areas, and this family is only going to go as high as you go. You need to develop a new accountability system. And she gave me some reasons why. She told me what she seen. Because even the Bible tells you, you can't proofread yourself. So she came to me and said, listen, this is what I see. I don't see it, but hey, she's seen it. And she said, look, this is what you need. You need a new spiritual accountability people. You need some new business accountability people. You need, well, I need to be more consistent with my business accountability people. I need to be more consistent on a whole lot of other things. But she came at me and really dropped what she needed to say into my spirit. It just didn't land on the surface. The wind came and blew it away with the dust. That didn't happen. And you know what? And it really, if our relationship wasn't healthy, I probably would have took it personal and reared up and, you know, hair stood up on my back and start beating my chest because I'm the man of this house. But for me to be the man of this house, I got to be accountable. I'm accountable to my wife. I'm accountable to my children. I'm accountable to God for what he has given me and these people, my family. So, you know, in business, we talk about being at 12 o'clock. And 12 o'clock is a point where everything lines up. You could talk to somebody about something and they're at a quarter to 12, which means they're not really ready to hear it. I hear you, but I don't. And when she really dropped on my spirit about, you know, where I needed accountability and how she could see that I'm floundering, and she like, and she's not the only person that sees it. You know, other people see it too in your actions. And I'm like, for real? She was like, yeah, you give out a whole lot of yourself, but are you getting replenished? So when she told me this, I was at 12 o'clock. Spirit was at 12 o'clock. I was ready to hear it. I soaked it in, and, you know, and it was in my spirit all day. I think it was like last Friday, Saturday you told me that? We talked about it. So it was in my spirit. It like really seeped down into where it needed to be, which was my heart, you know, and it challenged my heart. And I'm like, man, okay, where do I go from here? So now my spirit is churning. And now I'm like, okay, as much as I don't want to hear it and I don't want to listen, I can't help but it because it's in my spirit. It's really deep-seated where it needed to produce, and it's starting to germinate, and it's starting to, you know, do the things it needs to do to birth something. So I'm on Facebook, and I come across a picture of a person. Oh, let me go into what was the criteria that, because I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
My wife said the criteria.
Part of that, what I was saying, because first, like I said, ladies, I went in there like a lady. I said, look, you know, I love you. And I'm always saying this because we're struggling right now because you got to make some changes. And I said that you have to have, to me, an accountability person who is going to, and this is what I said, hit you in the chest and you'd be okay with it, basically. Because you want somebody who is higher than you. You don't want somebody who is on the same plane as you because you need somebody who's going to pull you up. And the only way they can pull you up is if they are at a higher level.
Or stronger.
Or stronger.
Not even a higher level, but stronger.
Or stronger. So, but I said, you have to be willing to have somebody hit you straight, square in the chest, and you be okay with it because they are challenging you to stretch. They're challenging you to grow. Because then you're not being accountable to somebody if they're not challenging you. You have to have somebody who's going to make you grow. Because I told him, I said, for me, I have a couple people in my circle, and you don't want to have a lot of people that you're as accountability partners, but you want to have those who are going to be strong in the areas that you need. And I had to make some adjustments, and they don't necessarily have to be my friends, but I do have a couple who are my personal friends, but they will call me on the carpet as well. And what I found was, to have a good accountability partner, I call it the four C's. they have to provide comfort, because sometimes if you're going through a challenging time, you need somebody who is going to come at you as like a friend, but they won't let you stay where you are. Then they're also going to confront you, because if they see you going down a negative path, you want somebody to say, hey, I see what you're doing. You need to stop and turn around and make adjustments. And that's the punch in the chest thing, because if you're not ready to accept that, you're going to say, oh, no, but I'm doing this the right thing. And then that's when you end up into a crash and burn because you don't listen. But you have to have somebody who, if they see you going down the wrong path, that they will stop and correct you, and you have to be willing to listen to that correction. You also want to have somebody who's going to challenge you, because even like in weight loss, even in business, in a lot of things, we might get to a plateau, but that accountability person is going to pull you to go to the next level. Because even in, and I always do the whole weight loss thing, if you're losing weight, eventually you get to a point that you plateau, and it can be frustrating. So now you have to have somebody who's going to say, here, make this adjustment, tweak it, and then let's go to the next level. And then you're going to have somebody who's going to cheer you, who's going to motivate you, and keep you inspired to say, hey, you're going the right way, let's keep the momentum going. So that's my call to the four C's as far as accountability. But I'm trying to tell you, I really believe that as a person, as we continue to grow, you need to have somebody who is stronger than you to pull you to that next level.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that she said. She was like, you know what? And one of the criteria that she said, she was like, you need someone that's not in your inner circle.
Right.
She was like, you need somebody that's not in your inner circle. You know, sometimes we go outside and we get somebody who, you know, and I came across a person. I came across a brother who is an awesome man of God. We know each other from our children's school. Our pastors actually had the same spiritual father. We ran into them at an event for our pastor's spiritual father. And that's how we found that out. But we weren't necessarily friends. We wouldn't run into each other at our kid's school, you know, really good relationship with his wife, and, you know, our daughters are really good friends. And I opened up Facebook, and I seen a picture of him and his wife. And the first thing that I wanted to start with was my spiritual accountability person, because I never really, really had one. I mean, I had my pastor, you know, who I talk to and this, that, and the other thing, but someone on a whole nother level.
And here we go. That you're transparent with.
That I'm transparent with.
That you have to be honest with.
Yeah, yeah. Transparency is key.
And knowing that they're not going to judge you, because when you're dealing with accountability partners, it has to be somebody that you trust.
Exactly.
Trust is a key factor in accountability.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Trust is huge. I immediately, because, you know, when God is speaking, you know, we got it, and God is doing what he's doing. We can't grieve the spirit, but that's what we do so often. Because God was moving in my spirit, and I called this brother. I texted his wife, because he had his wife's number. Mm-hmm. I texted his wife, thought I had his number. I typed in, you know, his name, and his name wouldn't come up. His name wouldn't come up. I was like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe, I don't know. I thought I had his number in my phone. And so text his wife, hey, what's going on, sis? How you feel? What's going on? You know, blah, blah, blah. Can you text me your husband's number? She was like, oh, hey, bro, no problem. She sends it to me. I tap on the number, and bang, his name pops up in my thing. I was like, I knew I had it in my phone. But once again, the enemy sees me on the move, and he's going to resist. You know, he's going to lose somebody, you know, in an area. So I call him up, and I say, hey, bro, can we meet? I text him, I think. Can we mm-hmm. meet? You know, I really need to talk to you. And I was hoping he said, yeah, bro, come on over today. But he said, how about Tuesday? And I'm like, oh, man, now I'm here because, you know, for men, it's hard to talk. We don't talk. We don't talk. So he told me, he said, you know what, let's meet on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. So I'm like, okay. So now I'm having, you know, conversation with my wife, this, that, and the other thing. I didn't tell her that I am pursuing the thing that she suggested. I didn't tell her that. Come on, fellas, you know, we, you know.
You know.
I didn't tell her that, you know, hey, you know what you said to me really rocked my world, and I'm going to, you know, put some of that into, start putting that into practice. So we met on Tuesday, man, and it was just an awesome, 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 awesome meeting. And when we come back from commercial, I'm going to give him a call, see if he can call in, and I'm going to introduce you, and I'm going to let him talk about accountability too, because this is apparently one of the things that he specializes in, you know, mentoring and spiritual mentoring and accountability. So when we come back from commercial, I'm going to see if I can give him a call, see if we can talk to him about accountability and how spiritual accountability, one of the first things that we really need to talk about and what we really need to make sure we have accountability in, is so great, and get his take on accountability. Amen? So we're going to go to commercial. You're listening to the Never Had It So, you're listening to Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
It is time for Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy Govan.
Hi, I am Princess Cooper, CEO of Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Johnson. Who is Regina Johnson? A wife.
My heart and soul.
A mother.
Strong.
Patient.
Inspiring.
Undaunted.
Royal princess.
A pastor.
It's time for me to make up my mind that no matter what's going on, Jesus has to be first.
An author and radio host.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good, Sports Talk Radio, where the topics are up for debate every night of the week. Make sure to join us 7 p.m. We make it easy to talk sports.
Hello?
The Skinny Cat. There's more than one way. We're going to get him on the line. We are going to talk to this brother because
Man.
Wow, we got disconnected. We just got disconnected, but we're back now. We're back now. Hold on. Let me see if Brand's on the line. Brandon? Brand? Nah, he's not there. He's not there. But we're having some technical difficulties, but it's all good.
Let me just share this.
Go ahead.
Because I just wanted to go because it's true. This week, I was going through a little something, and I was talking to my accountability person, and you know what they also help you to do is see things in a different perspective to see where you're getting distracted.
Oh,
Let me just tell you, I was really, I had a moment there, if you want to say, and I was talking to my accountability person, and I said, this is what's going on, and this is what I'm feeling, and she was just like, Michelle, let me talk to you about this. And she's like, look, you're just getting distracted, and you know what? That is what an accountability person does. It tells you exactly what's going on. Say, hey, you're distracted. Don't look over here. Look at what's in front of you and keep moving towards your goal because you have a goal.
You have
and
it.
That's what that person is there for, to tell you, hey, you're off track. Come on, get back over here. Get back in the flow.
That's it. And, you know, and even with, you know, Brandon, man, him talked, and it was so comfortable. It was so comfortable. We had our conversation. He introduced me to a couple other things. And, man, you know, what I was going through, he said, you know what, Brian, what you're going through and being honest with me about, I was going through the same thing a year and a half ago.
Yep.
So our transparency with each other was perfect, He connected me with a new prayer line with some brothers on call, prayer line. So I've been up in the morning listening to and participating in that prayer call where we're getting the opportunity to listen and grow men. Hold on. I think this might be him on the line. Hold on. Let's see if we get him this time. Brand, you there?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man? Yes, sir. Yes,
man.
I can.
I'm good. I'm sorry. I've seen a couple times just trying to call in, but we were having some difficulties, man. But it's all good. The enemy will get no room here. We're going to make it
amen,
happen.
Amen, brother.
Amen,
brother. Amen.
Amen. So
yes.
I was just talking to the people about, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear
you.
I'm sorry.
You had an echo in the background. So we were talking to, I was talking to the people about, you know, the accountability piece of how we connected and how, you know, I got to giving you a call and we met and I talked to you about, hey, this is where I need help in the accountability piece of my spiritual walk. And we talked, and you was like, look, man, God is funny because, you know, the things that we shared and the things that we were transparent about with each other was exactly some of the same things that you were struggling with the year before. And I tell people all the time that what we struggle with and what we overcome is never for us. It's always for that next person that God is getting ready to send you. You know what I mean? And here I am.
Amen.
Fresh on the heels of, you know, your recovery and your deliverance from the things that you were having some issues with, you know, as far, far as spiritual accountability and things like that. And here I am for you to, you know, like Stephen Covey says in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Leadership, you're sharpening the saw with me because you have to be able to teach and to start, you know, being able to talk to people and give that same information that you have.
And then just like the scripture says, iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron. And look, Stephen Covey thought he had it, huh?
Yeah. Iron sharpens iron. And that's what an accountability person does.
Yeah.
They help you. They sharpen your skills within whatever area that you are struggling in at that time. And then it's our job, once we become sharp, is to help somebody else.
That's it. That's it. And, you know.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, Brad, man. I just wanted to let you you know, talk about accountability and how you see it since, you know, I'm introducing the world to my spiritual, my new spiritual accountability partner. Talk about accountability and why it's so great and why it's so much needed.
Well, you know, you guys has touched on it, and I'll be remiss not to say good morning to my sister, Michelle. It's good to hear your voice on this line, and, you know, happy belated birthday, and,
you know,
man, God has allowed you to see another year, so that's a
yes,
great blessing.
Yes, he has. Amen.
Yeah, so, yes, but, man, it is so important, and you guys really just took what I was going to share. You know, it's amazing how God can, he could take you through some things, and sometimes in the midst of it, you're like, well, God, why? You know, we not the question, God, but, you know, in the flesh, you know, you happen to do that sometimes. You say, well, God, why are you taking me through this, and what is the purpose of it? And sometimes, you know, you feel like it's about you, and in all reality, when you have that connection with God, he begins to allow you to see things, and that at the end of what you're going through, a trial, tribulation, whatever it may be, a temptation, whatever it may be, when you're strong in God, he helps you to understand that it may not have been about you at all. It may have been that he allowed you to go through something so that you can bless somebody else. See, so, and that's, in essence, that's what accountability is for me. And it's not for you to hold it, but it's for you to share what you went through. You know, so when somebody else is struggling in an area or they're going through something in their life, you're able to share. See, the enemy, to me, the devil wants you to be isolated. He wants you to feel like I'm the only one going through this situation, and he wants to keep you by yourself. And God says, no, I'm going to send someone, or, you know, help walk you through this thing. And one of the things, you know, I woke up this morning, you know, and was just thinking about the whole accountability thing, man. And, you know, John, what came to me was when Jesus went to, when he told Peter, and this is in John 21, and, you know, for you Bible scholars, you know, in the beginning of John 21, it talks about, you know, Peter was out in the boat with the disciples, and they were getting fish. They was catching fish out in the boat, and Jesus came, you know, and said, you know, hey, cast the net on the other side, and, you know, he gave them for like over 150-something fish, and they came in. And so I'm taking you down to 15, where after they didn't broke bread, or you know, in layman's terms, when Jesus, you know, bust the grub with Peter and some of the other disciples, Jesus tells Peter, after they ate, feed my sheep, you know, and it resonates with me in that, to me, he was telling Peter, I want you to be accountable for my people. And that and the crazy thing about this, Jesus didn't tell him one time. And the scripture says, he tells him in between John 21, 15 through 17, those three passages, those three scriptures, he says three times to Peter. He was intentional, and Jesus was intentional in telling Peter, feed my sheep. So, you know, like when as a child, your parent tell you to do something, and they, you know, then they feel like they got to tell you again and again. It means it's intentional when our parents tell us something. Well, I believe that's what Jesus was telling. He was making Peter accountable for his sheep, mm-hmm. for his people. He was saying, yeah. Feed my sheep. He didn't say it once. He didn't say it twice. He said it three times. He was being intentional in that. And so, you know, that just resonated with me. And it lets me know that, you know, we need to be accountable for one another and be in each other's lives, because the devil is the opposite of what the devil wants. The devil wants us to be isolated. He wants us to be in that state of, you know, woe is me. And, you know, and that's not what God wants. You know, it led me to, you know, when Rudy and I was talking, Brother Rudy and I was talking, and I'll be short with this, is that, Kirk Franklin. It's a song, and he you know, came out with years and years ago, but it resonates to me also when it talks about accountability is I need you to survive. Now, you know, I'm not going to sing mm-hmm. because then you may lose the people on the line, but, you know, I just want to share. I want to just share what he means by, you know, what it resonates with me about accountability, and he says, I need you to survive. He says, I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is God's will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. So that resonates with accountability. You know, and as Christians, we need to love each other. And even in when you have to say, hey, brother, hey, sister, what you said, or what you did, I saw you do. You know, it's scriptural that we pull them aside and we talk to them in love, you know, not beating them up, but saying, hey, you're supposed to look like, the Lord told me you were supposed to go left, but you veered right a little bit, and I don't know, you know, let's get back on track. But you pull that brother or that sister aside, and you say, I love you. And that's signs of love. We can convict the love. Jesus do it to us all. God does it to us all the time. He convicts us, but he does it in love. And that's all about what, you know, I get out of the accountability. And I just thank God for y'all allowing me the opportunity to share. And you know, I just thank God for y'all ministry. And I will continue to pray that it will grow. And I think, Brother Rudy, I heard you say something about the brothers on call prayer line. I talked to the leader. Brother Ernest Daniels Senior, this morning. He prayed with me. I told him I was coming on here. He loves to be able to dialogue with y'all at some time because it's far reaching. There, that ministry is about men. Men can be prideful, and Brother Rudy, you and I talked about that. You know about. We can be, you know, prideful and, again, isolate ourselves, what the enemy want us to do. But this line has blessed my spirit so much by being diligent, getting on that line. It holds me accountable even for myself. See, we're accountable for each other, but you need to be accountable for yourself. You got to be able to look in the mirror. You know what I mean? And keep yourself accountable. But he wanted me to tell you, hey, you know, put it out there, getting brothers online, you know, on the call prayer line. So if you could share that number, it'd be great. But it's not
for... You can share the number and the code, too. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That number is 712-432-0700. And the code number is 128-910 and then pound. Again, it's 712-432-0700, and the code number is 128-910 and pound. And then you'll be able to get online, and you can hit star mute to go and be on mute, and then you can hit star 6 if the Lord has something for you to share. It's a great ministry. It starts Monday through Friday. It's 6:30 a.m. and it goes into about 7:15 a.m. So it's about 45 minutes, but it will bless us as men. And no pun intended against the women. Women, y'all, I know y'all be doing y'all thing, but this right here is a men's prayer line, and you can get built up. And you know the great thing is they're not just trying to reach right here, and it's not to grow. And he shared with me, it's not to grow just to have men on the line, just to say we got 1,000 men on the line. No, it's to grow men in maturity. So this is not about how many you can get on there, but it's about men coming on the line, those that know God and those that don't know God, that we can all grow as men in God and in his word.
Amen.
And be able to be prayed for. So we're going to be going out. That ministry is going to be going out to touch schools. You know, they're going to be reaching schools soon and being able to be accountable for our young people. So this ministry is an awesome ministry, and I encourage every man that is hearing this to please jump on and get fed the word of God each and Monday through Friday. I love you guys, man, and I appreciate your time.
Too, and I'm gonna tell you that I've been on the prayer line this week, and it made me do some things. You know, I'm a technology guy. I'm sitting there, I'm taking notes. You know, because I'm a note taker. You know, especially when I'm, you know, in a spiritual setting, I have to take those notes so I have it to chew on a little later on. I went on my phone to find a call recording app. So now I have a call recording app on my phone. So now when I'm on the prayer line, I hit record on my call recording app. So now, because when I get off the prayer call, I jump in the shower. So now I have a water speaker in my shower. So now I'm praying. I'm playing that call back. So now, because, you know, how do we learn? We by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. So now I'm on the replay. I got it on my phone. Now I can put notes into that recorder that I made. So I put the scriptural notes, even though I have my notepad here. But what if I'm somewhere and I'm waiting and I'm listening, and I can pull that out, listen, get on my phone, my YouVision Bible app, and I can go in there and read the scripture some more and do whatever. But, man, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing.
Man, how they say, that's hotness right there. I like that.
You know, that's just me. I gotta figure it out. I gotta put a little spin on it. But, bro, we got about 3 minutes. Thanks, man. I appreciate a ton of time. Everybody said good morning, hello, and we will holler at you guys later. All right?
You got it. Hey, be blessed, guys. I love y'all very much, man. Y'all take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, Ed. So, once again, one of the things with accountability, finding people who you can be, who are not necessarily your friends, but someone who can, you know what, poke you in the chest, do the things that need to be done. In love, my kids just kind of feel like it's all over. In love and help you get to the place you need to be. We all need accountability people. And until we have those people, not saying that you're missing it, not saying that, you know, you are in sin or not, you know, or anything like that. None of that is what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that, you know what, sometimes, you know, we need that person to sharpen us. Iron sharpens iron. Amen. Dear?
Look, it was a great call.
It was a great call. Awesome, man.
We have to be accountable.
We have to develop accountability systems. We need accountability people. This men's prayer call line is awesome. Women, they got a million of them. But men, we will do more like sit back and watch it and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and let things build up on us.
Right.
And we talked about that a couple weeks ago when we talked about the things that pile up.
Right.
And we explode because that thing that's on the bottom starts inching.
We talked about the stress management.
It was with Sharico. Awesome guest. But men, I don't know how many men are listening, but you know what? Get on the call. 6:30 in the morning, I get up, sit on the side of my bed, grab my notepad. My wife doesn't know what I'm doing, but this is the number. It's 712-432-0700. The code is 128-910-pound. Call in. 6:30 Eastern Standard Time in the morning. Another awesome show.
There we go.
Another awesome show.
And next week starts
March Madness.
Yes.
So once again, this is Rudy and Michelle Govan on Pave Your Way to Success Radio on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Don't forget to check out our fan page. You know what you need to do.
Pave Your Way to Success fan page. Let's go. Check it out. We love you. We appreciate you. We got 5 seconds. Have an awesome day on purpose.